Far Away and Forever by Nancy Joy Wilkie.
Overview.
A collection of short stories that focuses on a spiritual and metaphysical nature of mankind in a science fiction setting. AI, the soul, first contact, the source of wish fulfillment, and the second coming of Christ are covered.
Review.
This collection of five short stories mixes sci-fi elements with religious or human identity elements. Wilkie writing is clear and puts the sci-fi more in the background to highlight the characters. Like most short story collections, there are favorites. There are not any that are terrible, and that usually means that this collection will be a good pickup for many readers who end up liking different stories for different reasons. The first story, Once Upon a Helix, involves a first contact scenario through SETI. Unlocking the message comes from a chance encounter between the scientists and a bioscientist, who just so happened to provide the key. One tends to forgive this chance encounter as a cosmetic shortcut for the short story. The science used seems to make sense, and that's good enough for my science fiction. This was one of my favorites, and as the figuring out of the puzzle by the two experts in their field was a struggle for the prize of listening in on the first message from space. The second story, The Goldfire Project, which involves the discussion of the afterlife, the soul, and consciousness, which, when it comes into humans and going into the computer world, and AI wanting to come out of the computer world in order to die and go to heaven. Seems like a good story, right? This could have easily been my favorite story if the AI part of the story was a bit more fleshed out, or the conversation between the main character and the AI occurred a bit longer. There is a lot to like here, and this could easily have been a longer novella that could really explore a lot more. The third story is Half the Sky. A girl raised in a covenant orphanage with another guy friend finds out that her mother and father are still alive on the post-Earth planet they are living on with her. She seeks out the truth on why she was put up for adoption and why someone would want to stop her from finding out the truth of it. This had good characters, but it really missed the big picture overall. The main character and her friend have good dialogue, and I end up really liking them. However, Wilkie attempts to zoom out from the main character's plot and discuss humanity's role to explore the stars, and this rings a little hollow. A missed opportunity, but not too bad. The fourth story is The Wishbringer. A reporter travels through a portal to discover God exists, and he uses a farmer to cultivate wishes, which are different than prayers that humanity is granted if unknown reasons allow for them to be picked. This almost feels like a low-key Twilight Zone episode, with the end that occurs, which is probably the best part of the story. The rest is fine, but the reporter interview setting makes it too exposition-heavy into the system of wishes. It almost seems like the story was padded either from an idea and the system needed a plot, or a plot that needed a system. The final story is Last Sunday of Summer, and involves a nun in training whose nun teacher is murdered. It's found that the trainee is tasked with transporting a book from her planet to another one without being caught by a shadowy figures of Rome and the Pope, who want to stop her, as the book is the second coming of Jesus that has already happened on Earth, and now a third coming is being prepared for. This is really my least favorite one, and the closest one I came to really not liking at all. The story is pretty bland for no real big revelations or action pieces. Find old dude in the woods, get MacGuffin, run away, get on ship, sleep, wake up, end. Sadly, a disappointing ending to a pretty decent collection. Overall, though, I enjoyed reading this book, and it's nice to see that the indie market includes religious aspects to the sci-fi genre. It seems like Asimov and Clarke wrote out religion in the future of sci-fi literature, and did so without realizing how much of an impact religion has had on human history, especially considering that Jesus Christ is creator of Lord and Lord of all. As for the book, pick it up if the stories sound interesting. Final grade, B.